Good morning, 810 here on the Mighty 690, 72 degrees right now. And hey, we have another special guest on the phone this time. We are speaking with Dr. Chris Childers of the Miners Hall Museum. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, James. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you on. And super excited to talk to you about a project y'all are working on. And I have not had the pleasure of checking out your museum yet. But for some of the folks who maybe haven't been there yet, can you tell us just a little bit about it and maybe how you got involved?
Sure. The Miners Hall Museum's in Franklin, Kansas, and it's in the building that was the Franklin Community Center. But now we've built a museum in there that celebrates the mining history of Southeast Kansas, and in particular, you know, the coal mining heritage. And so we're a location where we've preserved a lot of artifacts related to the mining history of the region. We also have a research library where people can come and look up family members, learn about some of the mining communities. And we have an ever-growing outdoor presence. We've built a little coal camp in the back of our museum property. We also have a community park that has some outdoor exhibits, and we have another outdoor exhibit that's in development that we're going to be talking about here in a few moments, I think.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And you may not know, but KGGF, of course, has a history, you know, with the mining communities. In fact, we got our start in 1927 in Pitcher, actually. And so that is the license we have in the manager's office here, actually has that address and everything on it. So it started out in Pitcher, Oklahoma, which is a pretty cool one of the, you know, first radio stations in the Midwest here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so we definitely kind of go back. So it is always neat to me to be able to explore all the various mining communities that have such a rich history. So you have so this project that you're the kind of latest one you're working on relates to a drag line. Is that correct? What exactly is a drag line?
A drag line is a machine that removes the overburden or the earth from a coal seam. So when they mined coal down here, that you had to basically remove the topsoil and get down to the coal seam. And this was after the time where they had done underground mining. By the early 20th century, mining in this region had largely shifted towards surface mining. So the drag line works to remove that overburden. And if you've been out in the country around here and you've seen these piles of dirt in some of the areas where they mine, there's these large piles, and then there's the strip pits. That overburden is the pile that you see there, and the drag line would dump that as you tried to dig to gain access to that coal seam. This one is called a walking drag line, though. It's a unique design in that rather than operating on rails or on tracks, the machine sort of has legs that get up and walk. And that's how it moved at obviously a very slow speed, but it moved and was able then to dig off that overburden so that the miners could gain access to the coal.
Wow, so it kind of sounds like a big animal sort of clamoring over there. So my understanding, you're trying to get one there to add to the outdoor exhibit and everything at the museum, right?
We are. So the one that we have obtained is called a Page 618 walking drag line. So you call this a kind of an animal. This is an animal with a 110-foot boom on it. So the shovel, if you will, is attached to this crane boom that is 110 feet long. It's quite a machine to see. And we were very fortunate in that Wendell and Linda Wilkinson, who are longtime members of the Pittsburgh community, and who have a deep family connection to this region. Their family owned and operated the Wilkinson Coal Company. They are the ones who bought this Page 618 walking drag line, and it was used by the Wilkinson Coal Company from the 1950s up to the 1970s. And that the Wilkinson family has donated that to us, and we intend to relocate that piece of equipment from its current location to the northeast corner of U.S. Highway 69 and Kansas Highway 47 in Franklin, Kansas.
Well, that's wonderful. So as far as, you know, where are you at in the actual process? I mean, because I imagine, you know, moving one of these things, it's not going to be a trivial thing.
No, no, it's not. And in fact, in planning this, one of the things we decided early on is we had to document this move because this doesn't just happen every day. And so we have a videographer who's going to document what we're doing here. So we are quite a ways along in terms of making this a reality. The Wilkinsons, of course, have donated the equipment to us. The equipment is in a location where they literally had to build a road to get it from where it is located out to a county road to allow us to move the piece of equipment. We have that done. We have received major funding from several different charitable organizations as well as through a grant through the Kansas State Department of Commerce. And so we're waiting on that, the process of getting that grant finalized and contract signed, red tape. We're waiting on getting all that done, and as soon as that is finished, we have a moving company lined up, and we're going to be moving a walking drag line.
Well, that's wonderful. So, and you know, this is going to be, I think, only going to add to what tourist attractions that we have here in the area. I mean, you know, everyone knows about Big Brutus, but this is going to be another one that I think many people will be interested in visiting.
It is, and because of its proximity to the highway, I mean, it's going to be right on U.S. 69. It's going to be a very visible piece of mining history. The other cool thing about this is if you took a look at a map of the coal field, what's called the Weir Pittsburgh coal field, it extends from northeast to southwest, and the northeast corner of the coal field is very close to where our museum is located. Big Brutus is kind of at the southwest end. So in many ways, these two pieces of equipment are going to be bookends, if you will, on the entire coal field. And so that's going to be a really neat touch. And people will be able to tour different museums and exhibits throughout the entire region and learn about the mining history of Crawford and Cherokee counties.
Well, and it is a very rich history, and, you know, since you are a historian and that sort of thing, we always try to be educational on the program. You know, what did kind of lead to the demise of the coal industry, more or less, here in the corner of the state?
There were a number of factors that led to coal mining's demise here. Some of it had to do with the fact that by the 1970s, the U.S. was trying to shift toward cleaner forms of energy. You know, in 1970, the Environmental Protection Agency was created, and one of the things they wanted to deal with, of course, was the issue of pollution. Coal is dirty, and unfortunately for Southeast Kansas, the coal that is in the ground here is dirtier than others. It's high in sulfur content, and that caused problems with meeting emission standards, and so consequently, by the 1970s, the coal boom, if you will, here had largely played out because of those factors. But the history here is just so rich. You mentioned a moment ago my connection. You know, you asked me my connection to it. I had no idea until I first visited the museum that I had people in my family who worked in the mines here. That was a part of my family history that I didn't know. And when I visited the museum and toured the research library, I was able to learn a little bit about that. So, and that's the case with a lot of families in this region. There's a rich history surrounding these coal mines and mining camps.
Well, you're absolutely right. And so it is interesting to, you know, hear that perspective and that history. So it doesn't sound like it was necessarily that we ran out of coal. You know, Southeast Kansas being a little geologically unique, being, you know, of course, the oldest geologic part of the state, and having some of these, you know, heavy metal and coal deposits, it made, in my opinion, you know, a very interesting, you know, set of industries that it developed. You know, you had the lead mining and galena and all that sort of thing. And then, you know, out here, more in the Coffeyville and Cherryvale area, you know, we would take that ore and the coal and then, you know, smelt it. So you have a lot of industries right. That popped up. Of course, we talk about brick and glass. So, you know, it's just a very rich history. And I appreciate, you know, folks like you and the museum just, you know, helping to tell that story.
Well, we're glad to do it. You know, we're a volunteer-led organization, and so many of our people on our board and who volunteer for us, they have those family connections. But we couldn't do this without the support of people in this community and in this region. You know, we, for, for this dragline project, we received a $225,000 grant from the state of Kansas, the Department of Commerce. But we received $112,500 from the Patterson Foundation out of Kansas City. And then locally, the John U. Perolo Foundation gave us a $250,000 challenge grant to make this happen. And so we've had incredible, those are our lead gifts, but we've had a number of other donations, you know, as well as the Wilkinsons, of course, giving us the piece of equipment. And this is a locally driven project, and we've just had so much help. There's so much interest in preserving this history.
Well, and that's wonderful. And just like any organization, I know you're always happy to take donations and that sort of thing. And if people do want to maybe chip in towards the project or any of the projects you're working on, what's the best way for them to do that?
Contact the museum. We have a website. It's minershallmuseum.org, and we would be happy to talk with them about donations, or we're always looking for volunteers as well. We've also had people who have donated artifacts to the museum. Again, this is just such a community-driven organization that has grown because of that community support. And you can call the museum. Our phone number is 620-347-4220. If you're interested in making a donation to this project.
And I know that it's always something that I'm sure everyone's asking you, but do you have an estimated date on when you want to hopefully have the drag line up and ready for guests and that sort of thing?
I think realistically we will have the drag line in place by no later than this fall. Now, the restoration is the next step. The drag line itself needs, you know, a lot of restoration work, and that's going to take a little bit longer. But because of the location where we're putting it, I'd say by fall it's going to be immediately visible to people, and people will at least get to see it there and watch as we proceed with the restoration.
Well, that's very good. And if people would like to, you know, maybe check out the Miners Hall Museum, when are you open for visitors and all that sort of thing?
Well, we are located in Franklin, Kansas, 701 South Broadway, on the old 69 Highway. But we are open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're also open most Mondays as well, so we're open 6 days a week.
Well, that's
on most weeks.
That's really good. Well, Dr. Childers, I'm so glad that you took the time to talk with us today. Anything else that you'd like to add?
Again, just please come and visit us and watch us on Facebook. We post a lot of information on Facebook about this project, including some drone footage of the drag line. And so follow us on Facebook. Come to the museum and see what we're about and watch as this project unfolds. And thank you, James, for letting me come on and share about what we're trying to do.
Well, absolutely. And feel free to, you know, keep us in the loop. And we'd love to have you on sometime soon to, you know, talk about as the project gets closer and everything. We'd really don't be a stranger. We definitely want to hear from you.
That's great. That's a plan. Thank you.
All right. Dr. Chris Childers here on the Mighty 690 from the Miners Hall Museum. Thanks so much, sir. You have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. You too.
All righty. And what a great opportunity to chat with the folks over there. That is really neat, and it sounds like they are off and going on another good project. So, hey, we do have Open Line coming up here in just a few moments. But first, we are going to be chatting with the folks from CCC about upcoming scholarship opportunities, and that is going to be here in just a few minutes. So we will start Open Line at 9:10 here on the Mighty 690.